Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Chief Minister Nipiryo has called on the need to reflect Nagaland's financial landscape, strategize economic priorities, and the urgent need to achieve sustainable growth. Addressing the Nagaland Greater Empowerment Summit held in Dimapur yesterday, Rio opined that the state is focused on boosting internal resources for financial resilience and independence. He underscored that Nagaland's economy is steadily improving, with GDP growth aligning with national recovery trends on key sectors like agriculture, services, and small industries. Speaking of the role of banking sector as critical in driving financial inclusion, the Chief Minister urged banks to enhance lending to sectors like agriculture, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and other marginalized sectors. He advised banks to design tailored loans by enhancing digital and mobile-based banking services for remote areas of the state. The Chief Minister also asked the banks to set targets to raise credit deposit ratio in Nagaland to at least the national average. To build a healthier credit ecosystem in Nagaland, Rio said the Sarfaesi Act was recently implemented to enable stronger partnership between banks and businesses. This will allow banks to recover non-performing assets without court intervention and reducing lending risks. He said skill and education loans have to be made more accessible, and for this the state has set targets for 1,000 education loans and 2,000 skill development loans this year. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam presented an overview of banking and credit status in the state. He mentioned that average household coverage in banking sector is only 55%, whereas the national average is about 80%. The Chief Secretary also added that credit deposit ratio is 55% to 57% in the state, compared to 75% of the national average. Local author Vissa Rita Crocha published her book titled Tales from the Enchanted Village yesterday at Javami Village. During the launch, Rita said the book is published in memory of her grandparents and also speaks of her love for the village, fondly remembering her grandparents as one of the most valuable treasures in her life and who were also natural storytellers. Crocha said Javami literally means people of the Enchanted Lake, which is the very inspiration of the book title. The book was released by Chakasang Public Organization President Vezuho Keho, where he emphasized the importance of preserving these narratives for future generations. Nagaland joined the nationwide observation of PM Vishwakarma, 1 year of progress and release of scheme benefits program in Kohima yesterday. Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hekani Chakhalo, expressed that the scheme is a visionary initiative towards empowering traditional artisans and craftsmen, which ensures that their skills are supported for sustainable growth. She highlighted that beneficiaries registered for the training under the scheme will receive PM Vishwakarma certificate, an IT card, skill upgradation training, toolkit incentive of up to 15,000 rupees, and graded support of 3 lakh rupees, collateral free loans. During the program, 25 beneficiaries who have completed training from Government ITI Kohima received a certificate, and Akrilia Girha received loan 1 lakh rupees from PM Vishwakarma benefit scheme. The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy has asked state government to scrape Nagaland job reservation policy for backward tribes or exclusively reserve remaining quota for the five tribes, which comprises Ao, Angami, Sema, Lota and Rengma tribes. In a memorandum to Chief Minister yesterday, the committee held that the policy has been in effect for the past 47 years, which was to be reviewed every 10 years. It, however, pointed out that in 1989, the government notified that the existing policy will continue till further orders. It added that core issues like duration of reservation, internal reservation, and flexible options for backward tribes, creamy layers, discrepancies in entry age, backlog reserved post, have not been reviewed despite several representations. The committee ruled that such indefinite reservation system in place without proper review poses serious risk of economic imbalance and discrimination among the scheduled tribes in Nagaland, leading to inequality and social unrest. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.